If it's cut down, they call them a stump. But a tree is a solid thing. It's by itself, a tree.
I see.
What are they called?
A bit smaller than a tree.
Yes, and bushy, like a lilac bush, where there's lots of little sprouts comes up. You know, maybe like this thing right there. There's a bush type. That thing by the window.
I see.
It's something that's small, but it comes up from a lot of little branches and things that grows up. That would be more bush type.
Would you ever use the word shrub?
Yes, a shrub. Yes, okay. Yes, shrub. That's that is small, or maybe when they start, or even when you get them started, I think they call them shrubs sometimes.
Are there different types of cactus around here?
Well, I don't think there's too much in the different. There's plain old prickly pear. We call it cactus. In this area, I haven't even seen any of them. I haven't been out where I've seen them, and they have some of them have a real pretty flower on, a yellow blossom that's thickly kind of a waxy type.
And what about types of weeds?
Well, we have all kinds of weeds. I wouldn't know noxious weeds, what they call, you know, that grow, that does they get rid of weeds.
You wouldn't know the names?
Oh, there's Russian thistle is one. That I know we used to have, that they used to spray, and there's ragweeds, there's Russian thistles, and of course that old pesty damn.
Okay, what about vines?
I wouldn't know what to call them. I wouldn't begin to know.
Do you have any kinds of vines or brush?
Ranchers could tell you that about this weed business.
Okay. Vines or brush?
Vines. Well, I don't know if you you mean like wild that grows comes that way. I don't know if there's a great lot of them in this area or not.
Okay, but
some places, you know, you see them in the timber.
What about places where rabbits, types of brush that rabbits might live on?
Well, they talk about this rabbit brush or sagebrush that goes wild.
Okay.
Maybe
great.
That. There's two types. It's the old gray-like sagebrush, and then there's another green, a different, more of a bushy with a little yellow bloom we used to call rabbit brush.
Okay.
Now, maybe they eat that. I don't know what they eat or whether they live on grass or... Well, meadows were like a hay meadow. If you were raised hay, they call that meadows. They'll call that a meadow. Especially, that's a meadow,
okay.
As far as I'm...
And some local streams around here?
Local stream? The names of them?
Names of them.
Oh, this river right down here, if you cross this, the Grable River, and then you go up further, and then there's the Wood River comes off this way. Beautiful valley. You ought to see some of the country around here that runs into the Grable. And then there's all kinds of mountains, smaller streams that runs in.
Uh-huh.
There's the Frank's Fork, there's Anderson Fork, there's Rock Creek and Spring Creek and Rawhide, just all kinds of small streams.
A creek is a small stream. Okay. What about the word, have you ever acquainted with a wet weather creek, or a wash or a gully? What are those?
Well, a gully is what, maybe you'll see them just out here anywhere in the hills, and they're just like a ravine or something, and then the water washes and down in there, and the floods are from the rain, the weather, and they'll wash,
and that's a
gulch or a gully.
Is that different than a draw?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they'd be pretty much the same thing, I think.
Okay, what about a park or a basin? Do you know what either one of those are?
Well, yes, a basin is... where I told you where we lived up here. They called it Sunshine Basin. There was a stream of water run, but it's pretty well surrounded by hills.
I see. Okay.
And then, of course, there's openings. You know, there was where you get out of there. But the way they did when they built this lower Sunshine Reservoir, it wasn't too far at the lower end or this end. They just built the reservoir right across there.